A letter to the silent bodies. We don't need your spirit. We need your body, standing with us, chanting with us. I need you here beside me in solidarity. But instead, you send well wishes and sorries. You say, I'll be there in spirit, instead of with the group, following you ghost. And your words swallow them with toast, because our group is weak without you. It's fucked up how we need the privileged people who don't need us, who don't throw a fuss when we die in the streets, but we need your body, not your wishes. That's why we ask for you. Still, you hide under that privilege. Instead of marching, you stay inside, at home, at work, in class, any excuse to avoid the truth. You're unthreatened by Trump's decisions. Although rash, you may sign some petitions, but your presence is like charity. It's not mandatory for you to be there for me, yet I need you. We bleed because of you. There's lost bodies. Oil costs bodies. Nike's cost bodies. Fast food costs bodies. Starbucks, McDonald's, and Wendy's restaurants even lobby to fill prisons with more bodies. Black bodies. Brown bodies. Taken to suffer so you can continue to be a pumpkin spice lover. Bodies fall short of breath. There's no hope of life. They serve us death. Clean air, clean water, in Flint there's none left. Dirty bodies. Dehydrated bodies. So stop being snobby and bring me your body. Stand with us. Shout out right beside me. I want to hear you say it. Black lives matter. Chant the undeniable fact that this great nation was built on black bodies' backs.